Autoplex, only in Emporia.
You know, my wife saw a post on Facebook a handful of days ago, speaking of Clint Boyer Autoplex, yeah. Curtis Nelson, who works out, a salesperson out at Clint Boyer Autoplex, was in a photo out at the Emporia Municipal Airport in one of those very fine Clint Boyer pickups, standing next to one Brett Favre.
Are you
who I think was
serious?
In this area to do some hunting.
Oh, cool.
He needed a ride, so a Clint Boyer pickup was right there for him. So
outstanding. Yeah. Well, always good to see that.
People coming around here to hunt.
Oh, and the hunting's good right now, from where, if you want to listen to Phil Taunton.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 8:48.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOE News Time 8:50, currently sitting at 49 degrees. Our Newsmaker 2 is underway right now with United Way CEO Mickey Edwards and Drive Chair Mike Argerbright updating the fundraising campaign.
Mickey, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm great. You know, I was just listening to some of the talk this morning, and I thought to myself, well, of course Brett Favre comes to Emporia to go hunting. It's Emporia. We have awesome things here and great hunting. And he's got Clint Boyer giving him trucks to drive. We have a great place to live.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
We do. Awesome. Mike, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, gentlemen. Doing great. Thank you.
Outstanding. Well, we figured we'd get this update here shortly before the Christmas holiday to talk about the annual campaign drive. And, Mike, I will let you get started. How are things going here so far?
Well, not too bad, Chuck. And we sure appreciate all the workplace campaigns that are some of them are winding down and some of them are winding up. So we're in the middle of some of that, and we appreciate all those businesses participating and contributing to the bigger picture.
And now people are have not donated or would like to donate to the United Way of the Flint Hills. Mickey, still an opportunity to do that, and you know we're heading towards the end of the season, and this good tax-deductible opportunity right here.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, a lot of people like to give at this time of year because, you know, honestly, they'd probably give anyway to support their community, but they get the extra benefit, you know, of getting that tax deduction in before the end of the year. So we are there to help them out with that. And, you know, they can give in several different ways. They can drop by the office, or we have an easy online way to give through PayPal. You know, we use PayPal for everybody's convenience. It does cost us a little bit, so we encourage people when they give online, if they'd like to cover that little expense, it's not much. It's like 2.5% to 3%. There's that option there, so they can do that little bit of extra to help us out. And, you know, they can mail us a check. There's just so many different ways to give, and we can make sure that they get that letter so they can take advantage of those tax breaks.
Speaking of the different ways to give, Mike, how has the new venture that you mentioned here a few weeks back with livestock sales, how has that helped out right now?
Well, Chuck, we've had two donations, and I had a third person after our KVOE interview catch me in the street and say they would like to do that. They've already sold their cattle this year, but we'll be watching for that, and was appreciative that there was an option to do that. So it will probably be slow to take off, but the more we communicate and know that it's out there and connect with our ranchers and our farmers, and I think that will grow because they're very prideful people and they want their communities to do well.
Well, for people that may have missed that, we had Brody Peek, the owner of Emporia Livestock Sales, on with Mike Argerbright here a couple of weeks ago to announce the launch of the opportunity that is being made available through Emporia Livestock Sales. So, Mike, why don't you kind of set the scene and let people know exactly how that works?
Yeah, thanks, Ron. So, when when individuals or families sell their livestock and they would like to give, whether it's a percent or a dollar amount, to the United Way, in Brody's office, they will have a form there to do that. It'll be quite easy to move forward with that. And even if it's once a year or twice a year, if you'd like to give, that option is there. And we appreciate anybody that's interested. And if they have questions, to reach out to me or Brody. But good opportunity to give, and it's pretty painless to do.
Mickey, I'm going to ask you here. I know this is getting close to the time where we go into a silent part of the campaign or a dark part of the campaign. Are you willing to give a campaign total here at this stage of the game?
I think this year and last have been kind of different. I'm not sure I would call them silent or dark like Mike mentioned. We still have some campaigns that are just getting started. COVID's kind of changed our world and the way we do business. But having said all of that, I will happily say we are at least a third of the way in to our goal. Our goal was $475,000 this year, which I don't think is too high by any means. Our community has raised that amount easily in past years. So I think that we have very good potential to reach that goal, you know, by the time we have our celebration in the spring. I don't have a dollar amount, but, you know, I would say we're a good third of the way there. And that's pretty significant considering the changes to some of the campaigns that we've seen as far as the timing. You know, we've got some of our big campaigns that decided to push them back in the year. So we don't even have some of those big numbers included in that percentage yet. So it's pretty exciting to see. I mean, it's always a little nerve-wracking for our chair. I'm sure Mike knows this feeling. Ron, I know you know this feeling.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, it can be very nerve-wracking. But, you know, I'm not concerned in the least because I know our community and I see the numbers and I know what these next campaigns will bring to the table. And I'm excited to see where it goes.
Well, I think it's important to note that, these are significant campaigns that have not yet started or are just maybe finishing up. So there's a lot as far as workplace campaigning and numbers to come rolling in. So Mike, no need to be nervous, all right?
Well, thanks for that encouragement. When Chuck said the dark side,
I did. I don't know about that. Well, Mike, let's talk about, you know, we're talking about donating to the United Way, and the most important part is what this money goes for and the community partners that do such great work for the United Way and for those of us living here in the Emporia region. That's the bottom line here, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, when you pull up the website of the United Way and you see over 33,000 people affected last year, and so how many people get touched by the United Way in all of the eight counties, and it's important to know that those dollars go to important avenues and venues, and the United Way also has a board of directors that oversee, and they're very respected community members, and so those dollars are watched over, they're distributed, there's a process to go through all of that, and I have learned a lot with this, and appreciate and respect it all. So I hope if you have an opportunity to give, I hope that you will consider this.
Mickey, before we switch over and get an update on Plum Place, how surprised were you to see the COVID-related demand develop last year the way it did?
Well, you know, I don't know if anyone could say they were surprised with the demand last year because it was an unprecedented year. This is not something our communities experienced in recent years in really modern history. And so I don't know that we expected it necessarily. We just didn't know what to expect. But, you know, I will say our community partners, they really stepped it up. We had one community partner, Leap, found a way to reach out and provide their education on Alzheimer's prevention and their exercise programs virtually, and they increased the number of clients they were able to touch because they had the opportunity to go virtual with their programs. And so that's just one example of how our community partners really stepped up and said, okay, we know that this is impacting our community. How can we still do the work we do? Or how can we do more, you know, of what we do so that we can really meet the need of our community? And they really pulled it out and knocked it out of the park last year.
Mickey Edwards and Mike Argerbright joining us here as we continue and get close to ending our Newsmaker 2 segment here for the day. Mickey, let's get an update on Plum Place and the service restoration process now, and also, I guess, the home sale process. Where do things stand right now in getting those services restored through Plum Place now almost a year after they came to a close?
Well, you know, I'll say tomorrow is the deadline for offers on the Plum home. So we will probably soon have some information about the sale of the home, and we hope that, you know, we see it going through the court process with a very responsible new owner that will kind of maintain the integrity of that house, because that really, I mean, that house, it feels like every individual living in Emporia feels like they own a little piece of that house. So we'll make sure that that process proceeds as it, you know, as it should, to protect that home. As far as the work of providing services back to the community, you know, everybody doesn't see the work that's happening behind the scenes like I do. And we had a meeting last night, the board. We have a fairly new board of directors, and they've met a few times now. And they are just so eager to lay the foundation in a very intentional and effective way to create an agency that I think is going to be able to do what Plum Place has been known historically for 100 years of doing, and that's providing excellent housing services to women and maybe children. There's not a lot to talk about as far as what people are seeing, because they're not seeing it, but I will say it's just exciting when we sit in on those board meetings and you hear about how much these board members care for the services in their community. I just know that this agency is going to be, it's going to get off to a good start, we hope, within the next year. I don't know really what it will take to lay that foundation effectively, but we hope that we see, you know, women able to access housing services through Plum Place or whatever agency it ends up being called, whether it's Plum Place or some other name, in the near future.
Well, let me just say, it's good to have a fresh perspective on that with new board members.
Yes.
For the Plum Place, so we're excited to keep up to date and learn about good things happening as they move forward, and hopefully we will see ample progress coming up in the year 2022. Well, Mike, thanks for all you're doing. Keep up the great work, and keep us posted on the campaign.
Thank you. Have a great day, everyone.
All right, thanks, Mickey.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, talk to you later. That is Mickey Edwards, who is United Way CEO, and Mike Argerbright, who is the campaign chair for the United Way fundraising drive this year on our Newsmaker 2, Chuck.
All right, don't forget that the Newsmaker 2 tomorrow features Evergy Electrification Products Senior Manager Nick Forrest as we discuss the utility's increasing presence in the electronic vehicle field. That'll be at the normal Newsmaker 2 time, 8:20 tomorrow here on KVOE.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6. See, Craig feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777. CB Financial.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
You know, pets are just furry family members.